NFL show picks versus the spread. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia. All my nonsense, of course, is at Lingus Mafia. And the Pickmaster Extravaganza himself. I call you an extravaganza because you do pretty well when it comes to picking. And it is Mr. Billy Body.
I had a guy leave my service today because he said to me, he went, hey, really enjoying the service, loving the soccer. I'm going to downgrade. So I'm gonna stay with you on the soccer pack because I've lost this much on the NFL. And he sent me the record. Mm-hmm. I was like, were you here in September or October? He was like, no. I go, so you're judging my entire... You've decided I cannot cap this sport on the basis of the 1 month that you moved up to this package. Plus, the tennis money that I made completely cancelled out the NFL as well.
Yeah.
Along with the other sports like combat sports, etc. My UFC weren't that good this month. That was cancelled out by my boxing. And my NFL wasn't good this month. But I have fucking 5 out of 6 weeks of winning behind it. I've won 8 weeks out of 12. And as we're doing this show this week, the Ravens have to play the Steelers. I have action in the game. I have a teaser that's finishing off. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it wins or loses because I've absolutely fucking killed it this week completely. And that is even after a losing play. Your lock on Thursday already lost. And I made such a ridiculous recovery on Sunday. Everything I touched on Sunday, from my lock to the plays that I put out, won. I think the only thing I got wrong was my secondary lock, which was the total in the Buffalo Chargers game. And how the fuck that didn't hit, I don't know. So I didn't feel bad about it just because it was so ridiculous. I knew it was the right thing to do from watching the game. Mm-hmm. But ATS, everything was hitting. Had the Eagles +7 last night.
Oh, and that came, don't even remind that came me.
that came through for me. So, yeah, I'm completely relaxed. The only thing that the Steelers winning, and they only need to win for me by more than 3 because it's a teaser, 7-point teaser. So all the Steelers have to do is win by 3, and I've already got the Saints -9 is the other part of that. It's already won. Mm-hmm. So all that's going to do is pad out my week. So I'm guaranteed to have my 8th winning week of the season. The only problem is that I started with 4 winning weeks in a row. And since then, it's been win-lose, or lose-lose, win, or whatever. So this guy sat through the month of November where it was like 3 losing weeks. Although I think there were 5 weeks in November. Somehow it's worked out to start November 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd. Yeah, that's right. There were 5 weeks in November. So I had 2 winning weeks and 3 losing weeks in November. So he left off the back of that. I don't understand how these people can't look at the entire season or last year or the fact that I've never lost at the NFL over the course of the season. But they do. They don't look at things like, you know, shit like what happened yesterday. If you gave me the Seahawks yesterday and that lost, I wouldn't be turning around and going, oh, I'm done with this guy. Like, it's like if you...
Yeah, because that was nonsense, sure.
Yeah, you were the right... You did the right thing.
Sure.
And it's like earlier on in the season when I had... Like, earlier on this month when I had the Texans against the Jags and Luton comes down the field and reduces 9 points down to 2 or whatever it was. Like, the Texans killed them and dominated that game completely. So they don't look at this shit. I mean, it's just the end results.
Yeah, like, if you pick the Bears and they got butt-fucked, then you go, yeah, I completely got it wrong. That's, like, in me with the Lions, there was no last second I got fucked.
No.
They got fucked,
no,
and it was wrong.
But generally, so what I did this week, Cav, is I tore up the format of trying to pick things that we were separate on. Mm-hmm. What I've been trying to do over the weeks is if we both, like, jump up and go, oh, that could be a lock. Oh, I like that, whatever. I've been trying to play, like, consensus stuff. And it worked. It worked for, like, the first 4 weeks, and then it started to go up and down or whatever. But generally, it was 7 winning weeks and 4 losing weeks. This week, I just played everything separately. I didn't like the New England Patriots on the podcast. You did. Mm-hmm. So I played the New England Patriots by themselves, like, in spite of myself.
Yeah.
And I did everything that I felt like one person really liked, because I feel like if you like 6 plays, you're going to get 4. And I feel like if I had 6 plays or 6 locks or whatever, I would get 4 as well. So rather than doing stuff where we normally I do stuff where we're both like jumping up and down, and that's why I always play first lock, second lock, mm-hmm. and then other stuff where I try and I'm making notes during the show where we both kind of get excited. This week, I just played everything where I didn't like particularly love Detroit, but it was your locks that played it anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't like New England, which was, I think, one of your favorites, and then I played it anyway. And it just worked a lot better like that through the course of the show and through the course of the making the plays official. So I'll continue to do that. We're going to have much more plays for less. And that's how you do it anyway. Don't you, like, end up playing almost, like, 12...
I pretty much play just about all the games, yeah. And then the ones that I'm crazy about, I parlay them. So it's a bigger payout for just a little bit of money. You know, if you're like, these five can't fucking miss, and you put down $5, you're going to win, you know, it's like fucking over $50 for five. It's worth the shot in the dark.
Oh, and that was another thing we did. That was another thing I did this week, whereas, like, sometimes I try and pick, like, a side from a game, mm-hmm. but this week it was like, okay, I like the side and I like the total in this game. It's just like, I really just love everything about this game. So I'm going to ignore certain games and I'm going to do two things from the game. Like, I'm going to take the total and I'm going to take the winner of the game, the spread as well. So yeah, everything's worked out much better this week. So this is the system that I'm looking to follow through this week. Plus, Cav's gonna let me guess the spreads this week, which we've never done.
We're going backwards this week. It's lucky number 13. I think every year, lucky 13, we flip the script and Billy has to guess the spread. I've gotten decently good at it, surprisingly, in guessing what the spreads are. So now we're gonna see what Billy can do when it comes to picking the spreads. So are you ready to get down to it?
Yep.
Okay. The first one we have is Detroit, who is 4-7 going into the 5-6 Chicago Bears. I really hope Detroit wins this game. I just want everyone fired, as I said. Like last week, I wanted it to be 50-0. This was the first week I wasn't like angry watching the Bears and Packers. Usually I'm like, because I fucking hate them, but I wanted them to fucking get killed, and they did. There was two garbage touchdowns at the end, which it shouldn't have even been as close as it was. But now they're talking about, you know, they're even talking about dismantling the team, like getting rid of people and rebuilding, which they say will be good because by that time, Rodgers is leaving, Stafford would be leaving, and Cousins will be on his fucking end. And that's when the Bears would have a new quarterback to come up and all that kind of shit. So it's like,
let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. There's a statue of Nick Foles outside of the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah. Right? And there's that Colin Cowherd was saying it's very Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. He had great numbers. He warranted this big contract.
Yeah.
He goes, but you've got to think the statue's getting inside his head. Okay. And you said you've got to think the questions about the backup being drafted in the second round, along with the statue in his head, outside. He said he's got to be getting into his head. I said all these factors now and blah blah blah. So he's making excuses for the way Wentz is playing. Would you trade Wentz for Foles?
I would. Right. I would.
So would I. I think Wentz will actually, not because of what Cowherd's saying.
Sure.
Because I think he's talking shit. But. But yeah, I think that he will eventually. Oh, here's another one. Just come across you. Tampa plus 3.5. That was one of yours from last week that came through.
Oh, there you go.
I think he'll still end up being good. I think he's got like fucking deck chairs to like chuck the ball at, to be honest.
Yeah, pretty much. And that line is complete trash. It is run for your life constantly. And I'm like, the guy was the year that they went to the Super Bowl and won. Through 13 weeks, he was the MVP of the fucking season. Mm. And
I want to talk about that division when we get to any kind of opportunity. Redskins, Giants, mm-hmm. Cowboys, whatever. We'll put a pin in it and talk about it there, because that one for me is really interesting. I change my mind every single week about who's going to get through it, and it won't matter because they'll play one playoff game.
Yeah,
but so it doesn't matter.
Detroit goes into Chicago. What's the point spread?
I think Detroit will be favorite by 2.5.
No. Chicago is favored by 3.
Oh, my God. What a terrible start by it.
That's great. Complete opposite way. I would assume, I mean, Chicago's the better fucking team, obviously, than fucking Detroit. I mean, we saw Detroit, and I said, how could I have ever, ever fucking picked Detroit? However, they're having a whole new coach because they fired the coach after the game and the GM. So,
you know what? I've still got a Detroit ticket, right? From when you phoned me up to say fucking Stafford wouldn't be playing for the whole season.
Yeah.
So I bet like a fortune on them at like 6.5 wins. And mm-hmm. when he was confirmed to play, like the total actually went up to 8 for Detroit.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there with fucking 6.5. I did get bigger odds, but like I was sitting there because I could have got it at like 7.5 or whatever. But I saw like massive odds at 6.5. I was like, you know what? They've not adjusted in time. I'm going to take an even lower total at bigger odds and put even more money on it. And then he said he was going to be like playing. And then like, I was just been crapping myself. I am so close to getting it now. Like, this team is so close to getting 7 wins. But I really don't think they'll get 7 wins. I mean, especially if they don't win this game.
Yeah, I would expect Chicago to win this, but I want them to lose because I can't even imagine the meltdown the media will have. And it's like, you lost to fucking Detroit. Like, all hell will break loose because I don't know where the fuck the defense went on Sunday night against the Packers. It would look like they didn't want to fucking play. Like, they allowed people to run past them, like, not tackling them and just hitting them with a shoulder. It was so fucking bizarre where I'm like, wow, the defense looks like fucking horrific and didn't hit Rodgers one time. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so fucking bad. And I put money on the Packers like fucking before the, you know, week started. I was like, I'm betting the house and I don't mind at all because I want change. So fuck everyone. Who would you take in this, Billy? You don't know who's going to be, how the coaching is going to be because it's a whole new system probably. They're going to have a whole new game plan. So that's the scary part. Chicago has no idea how they're going to come about it. They can't. There's like no tape now.
Who's going to have a whole new game plan? Detroit.
Yeah, because they have a new coach. So it's not going to be the same shit. They're always like looking on tape. This is what they do. This is what they do. It's going to be an entirely new fucking thing.
Yeah. So what? Patricia got fired?
Yeah. Right after the game.
How did I miss this?
Where and the
been?
GM.
Why were they not talking about it on all the football on Sunday? I watched out like 100 shows on Sunday morning, and I didn't see anything about it.
I thought I saw it. I heard about it the second it was done, and I said, see, I was right. Detroit should have won.
I guess it's because Detroit had already played, and by Sunday they're looking ahead at the games. So maybe it was like Friday, Saturday's news, most likely.
Yeah, and you'll probably hear about it more this Sunday because it'll be like, oh, here's the matchups. And since Patricia got fired, you know.
Okay, I think definitely I'll take Detroit then because they're going to have some kind of bounce off the new coach. That's usually what happens in soccer. Like you see soccer teams win 75% of the time when someone starts a new job.
Well, look at Atlanta. They like they've lost once, I think, since they fired their coach. So I would take Chicago in this, but I hope you're correct. New Orleans goes into Atlanta. Who's favored by what?
They're not going to give them a full touchdown, but I think that the Saints will be favored by 6.5 points.
Saints are only favored by 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's actually a pretty good... Seeing as they just beat the fuck out of this team at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta are actually better on the road than they are at home. Although they butt fucked. Oh, I was on Vegas this week.
Big time.
I was on Vegas this week. Yeah.
They apologized after the game. That's how bad that fucking was.
That's a team that could have got to the play or can still get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will. But
This game, I was like, when it's a rivalry, that's the only thing that scares me about this. I mean, I would take New Orleans in this with only 3 though, but the rivalry thing is what fucking scares me. But come on, New Orleans got to fucking do this. They want to keep position, keep Rodgers back, you know, even though they'll probably end up playing in a bubble.
God, did I just press the wrong button?
Yeah, you tried to FaceTime me. That's all right, though. We're still...
I cancel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, obviously, I thought it was three, so I'll take the... it's weird because I thought Detroit would be favorites, and then I thought, like, Saints would be bigger favorites. So I'll obviously take the teams that I think I'm getting a better line on.
All right. Cleveland, they're 8-3, but, boy, it's a fucking ugly 8-3. They're winning against teams that are trash, but barely fucking winning. So I'm not like crazy impressed. Like, they barely pulled Jacksonville out. You know, I'm like, well, fuck, don't be jumping up and down that you're 8-3. I think it's kind of a phony 8-3. And they're going against another 8-3, which is Tennessee. Who is favored and by how much?
Again, I don't think it'll be like a full touchdown in this game because Cleveland are rated level with this team, but I think both are just going to run on each other. I'm going to look at the total list in a minute. I think Tennessee by six points.
This is as close as you've been. It's 5.5 for Tennessee. Giving away. I would have guessed, honestly, I would have said 2 points. Being the same fucking...
The total here is 54. That's quite high, seeing as there's going to be a lot of running.
Yeah. 54. Yeah, but neither defense is some fucking special, though.
I mean, it's not like last week when I saw the Giants total was 44 against the Bengals, who don't have a quarterback, and the Giants, who don't score any points. That was like, what the fuck is going on? And then, do you see what happened in that game? There was two fucking touchdowns in the first, 3 minutes. There was the Giants scored on their first drive, and then the Bengals scored off the kickoff. Like, the guy ran it down 102 yards and scored. Yeah. So the line on that game moved to 54. Under 54. Obviously, I took it again and won twice in the end. Because I figured I'm going to lose the 44.
Yeah.
Because obviously, immediately, when I took 44 and it's 14 points at the beginning, you're basically then taking over under 30, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you're all of a sudden, when there's points in the first 3 minutes, 14 points, you're pretty much then needing less than 30 points for the next 57 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, there was nowhere near 30 points for the next 57. Yeah. That's how bad these teams were on offense. So that was like a golden lock last week. But it's always, I love the locks when they're fucking easy. I don't want any kind of sweat. I don't want to be having a lock on the Eagles and then they win with the last, getting 2 points at the end. That's not how it should be done. But here in this instance, the total doesn't stick out like that. I just think there's going to be a lot of running plays. Mm-hmm. I do think that Cleveland will cover this, though. I think this will be a field goal game. Tennessee are much better than them, and this is a team that I don't think anybody wants to see in the playoffs because of the X factor they've got. I mean, Henry can just win a whole game
yes,
by himself.
Truly.
Last year in the playoffs, he got them. He won those two games on his own.
Yeah.
Without him, New England win, and who was before that?
Houston.
Oh no, Baltimore they beat. It was New England first, and then Baltimore.
Yeah, and then Baltimore, and then it was Houston. Yeah.
I mean, they have Baltimore's number. They had it last year, and they beat them again a couple of weeks back. So, but this Tennessee team, I mean, they got some fucking hefty wins now. To win in Baltimore, and then to get that revenge against the Colts and really fuck them last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably going to be a very bet game. After seeing Tennessee do that. But then these, as a bettor, I know that these teams will always let you down after. Nobody in this league, apart from when you get to an elite level like the Chiefs or what the Steelers have done, nobody tends to go on runs. They're very much cover twice and then let you down. Obviously there's some elite teams now. Saints look like they're really good and Chiefs look like they're really good. But yeah, I don't think Tennessee are there yet. I think they'll win, but they'll let you down for spreads.
Okay. Cincinnati, 2-8-1, going against Miami, who is 7-4.
Mm.
What's the spread?
I think they're going to take you through like 10 is a touchdown and a field goal, and they're going to make you think about whether you want to lay any more. They're going to sit at about 10 and a half.
It is 11 and a half.
Okay.
Now, Cincinnati surprised me that they were even hanging around with the Giants, even though the Giants are shit and the Giants quarterback got hurt. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to fuck me. I mean, they're looking at Miami like they're some fucking great team now. They're improved, but it's not, I mean, Jesus Christ. But without that quarterback, I don't trust. I would tell you the truth, I'd fucking kind of stay away from this game. I don't like these points at all. I don't have that much confidence in Miami being that much better. And I don't have confidence that Cincinnati could keep it close. Straight out win, I would pick Miami.
I think Miami, yeah. I mean, I don't like the extra... A 10 and a half, I would have been looking to get it down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like 12 point... Miami, 12 point or 11 and a half point favorites. Like, it's a bit... It's a bit of an overrating. But then, so they go 8-4 when they win this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right?
That's a really good season for them.
Yeah, already. Big time.
Even if they lose every other game, they were never supposed to win eight games.
This is like playing Madden. They had 3 first-round draft picks. I mean, Christ. That's it. Unless you completely pick like garbage, you should be able to really take fucking steps. Jacksonville's 1-10. They play tough. And they're going against the 5-6 Minnesota Vikings. What is the spread?
Again, they're going to make you, I think they'll make you think about whether you want to lay over a touchdown or not. I'm trying to think if what side of this will fall. It'll be between 6.5 and 7.5. I think 7.5.
Minnesota is favored by 9.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I might take Jacksonville with the points.
Yeah, that's too much to lay.
It is.
Luton's pretty scrappy. And
well, is Glennon playing? Glennon will probably play again. He played last week. Yeah.
Well, I covered with the Jags last week. They were getting 8 or 7.5 points against Cleveland at home. I like them at home, but the Vikings. They're making it so fucking hard. I need this team to get to 8 wins,
yeah.
Which I took in the middle of the season, and they are making it so fucking difficult.
I think they'll win, so that should be 6.
I think they'll win the game. Yeah, I mean, if they'd lost to Carolina, that bet was over. Their playoff hopes were over. Mm-hmm. Them getting to 8 wins over, they would have tanked after that. But now, they're what 6-6. No. I thought they would be getting to 7-5. They win this game. If they win this game, they go to 6-6, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they'll obviously win the game. I think for anything, I'm just looking at this as a parlay piece. I think your parlay pieces this week would be Miami, Vikings, Packers, Chiefs, things, games like that. I think there's a lot of easy kind of parlays.
Straight wins, Vegas, 6-5, going into the 0-11 Jets. What is the spread? I'll give you a clue. I was surprised.
Sorry, go on.
I was surprised by the spread.
Based on the fact that people may have tickets for like 0-16, I think they'll be hopeful. That this is the last game I believe on Raiders Jets schedule that they can win.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think it will be small, like maybe just 5.5 points.
It's 8. I'm shocked it's only 8. After the beating that Vegas got last week, the only problem is West going east. That's the only thought I have in my head. Well, they got to travel across, but I would think they want to come out to kill somebody after that game. That was an embarrassment. So I would think they got a point to prove.
So here's the thing. Let me just have a look quickly what the 0-16 is now.
Mm-hmm.
No, hold on. It's not playoff specials. Go on. You just carry on and I'll look for it. Oh, here it is. So Steelers now to finish 16-0 is 5-1, and I think they will finish 16-0.
It's very
which
possible.
I'll talk about in a minute. The Jets to finish 0-16 is just evens, and I think that they will finish 0-16. I'll be surprised if any of these things don't happen now. And together as a parlay, Jets 0-16 with Steelers 16-0 is a 12-1 parlay.
Oh, I might have to send you some money.
I'm going to have a look at the Steelers' fucking schedule. It's so, if they get past the Buffalo Bills,
so
you can bet on the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bet on the Buffalo Bills to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
And you're covered. You're hedged. I think I can't see another game they'll lose.
I gotta send you fucking money.
Unless they take Week 17 off and let the Browns beat them.
Oh my god! I can't imagine it. They're gonna have a week off, you know.
Why would it's because it's the Browns. I think just because it's the reason I think they'll go 16-0 is because it's the Browns, and they don't want the Browns, even if Steelers put a Mickey Mouse team out there, the Browns will forever be going, "We ruined your season. We ruined your season."
Yeah.
It'll be like, they're not going to let them do that.
And the Browns might take that week off to get ready for the playoffs because they don't have a bye week.
Yeah. And before that, we were looking at the Colts going into the Steelers, but the Colts are shitty. So I've lost faith in them completely.
So the Colts have to still go against the Steelers?
At the Steelers, though. I don't think Steelers are losing at home.
Yay.
So the Steelers are at home to Washington and Colts, and they're on the road to Browns, Bengals, and Bills.
I think I'm going to send you a 20. You got to parlay that for me, Jets and Steelers.
Oh, I love it. Like fucking 12-1.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, might as well for $20. Fucking A.
Oof. Just for the fucking just for the interest.
Yeah, 12-1. Fucking A. Okay. Next, we're going Indianapolis 7-4 going against Houston, who is 4-7. Do you know that multiple people have now been suspended on Houston, which means they are done. Their receiver Fuller is gone for the season, as well as the first game of next season. And their cornerback is in trouble as well.
What did they do? COVID protocols.
Steroids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cushing, who used to be their linebacker, they drafted years ago, who was their superstar that constantly got in trouble for steroids. They constantly caught him. He's their strength and conditioning coach. And imagine that. Their players have steroids. I'm like, oh my God. Why would you even have this guy around anymore? I'd pick Indy to win. What do you think the point spread is?
Well, I thought it would just be 3 points before he said all that. But I guess they'll probably have moved it up to like 5.
Here's the thing. It is still 3.
What was it before?
I don't know, but it's 3.
Oh, I might have to take that.
Yeah.
Colts look like shit. Colts look like trash last week as well, so.
But there is no more receivers now for them because they got rid of their best, and now they got rid of their next best, so.
I don't understand. There's some teams where, it's not often we're into week 12, and I don't know who teams are or what teams are going to turn up each week, right? But I don't understand this Colts team at all. They're supposed to have this elite defense. They just lost to a team who they beat easily. That Thursday night football game was tight for a bit, but once Colts started to pull away, they looked far better, and they were giving fucking Tannehill so many issues. Like, he didn't know what to fucking do. He just wanted to get the ball out of his hands and go home.
Yeah.
And then this week they played him, and the Titans destroyed the Colts. And to be honest, Green Bay should not have lost to the Colts either. They let that game go. Mm-hmm. And I hope that doesn't cost us the number one seeding. But I don't think this team are good. But then when Houston are fucked up like this, and I might have to bet this right now. Like, is this
public before it changes? Yeah, yeah. It's on the radio.
And they didn't change. Or maybe they changed the deal. Maybe this was a pick'em.
I can't imagine that would be a pick'em. That'd be even crazier.
We'd be fighting to lock this up, man.
Like I said, I think we're allowed. I have another lock as well, so, but I already put a star next to this one.
I know it is, yeah.
Yeah. When I called you earlier in the day.
I wouldn't trust that one just because I know the other team in question. So
but just, Okay, the Rams are 7-4 going against Arizona, who is 6-5. What do you say?
I would take the. Oh, sorry, I got to guess the spread first.
Yeah.
See, that's another like it's another thing. 12 weeks in, you don't know what the Rams are.
Man, right when you think okay, they're never going to lose again, the Niners own them. It's Goff. You don't know which Goff is showing up. And him and Wentz were picked 1 and 2. Can you believe that?
Well, I said this. I said this on the show last week. I said that they would lose the game outright.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the 49ers were off that bye. A lot of teams have been terrible off the bye this week, this season. But I thought the 49ers are in a different situation where they were getting some people back. And obviously, the quarterback's not Garoppolo's not back, but he doesn't matter that much. I don't think there's a big difference between playing Mullins and Garoppolo.
Apparently, they got other guys back. That was what helped them, like Debo.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, and I think they may make a run for. I mean, they're going to be disrupted now by the by not being able to play at home or anything now as well.
That's what I was thinking.
But the Rams, I really don't know who they are. They could easily come in and just win this game. I imagine they're short favorites by. I could have this as a pick, but not many games in the NFL are a pick, so maybe like -2 to the Rams.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. I take the Rams in this. I think they bounce back after they get, you know, beat last week. I think they're kind of got the embarrassment thing going on.
What's Cardinals' record at the moment?
6-5. They seem better than that, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for this team to get a couple of wins to cash a over 7.5.
I hope
they don't fucking tank now.
Nah, I don't think they would tank. The Giants.
No, not on purpose. Like I used the wrong phrase, but yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. I mean, they're fighting to get in the playoffs. So, Giants 4-7, going into Seattle, who is 8-3. What is the spread?
I think the spread will be too high, and I think Giants will cover it because they seem to cover the spreads, especially on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle are favorites by maybe like 11.5 points.
10.
Oh, I wanted it to be a bit more than 10.
Yeah, right, because it feels like it will end at 10.
I'll still just about take the Giants.
I think
it's important for them to keep playing well. I don't think an ass kicking is good for their although actually I think I'll take Seattle. Isn't Danny Dimes out this week?
Is he? I don't know if he is. If that's the case, we get a right to change our opinion.
No, I think he is out, and I think he pulled a hamstring.
He did.
And
I
think they'll sit him anyway, just because this is a game where you're thinking, are we really going to win?
Yeah, who cares?
I think this could be a situation where they say, okay, let's just let this one go, and we'll really be ready for the winnable games in the run. Yeah.
Philly.
Is it the Browns at home next week?
I don't know for next week yet. I don't have it written down.
I knew the schedule because I'm really interested in the East at the moment. Because I'm trying to find. I feel like if you pick the right, if you've got the right team at the right time, because mm-hmm. the Eagles were like favorites for so long, like such short.
Yeah, right. It was like, oh, they can't be this bad, and it kept being like, well, what the fuck?
No, it's the Cardinals first at Giants Stadium, mm-hmm. and then the Browns at Giants Stadium. I think that they can win one of those, and they'll look at the Seattle game and think, okay, let's get him back for Cardinals or Browns, because if we win one of those, then we know on the last day of the season we can beat the Cowboys. So they've got three games at home out of the last four. The thing is, they're worse at home.
Yeah.
But I think that when you're in this situation, winning just one of these might be enough. Winning two of these, it absolutely guarantees you, I think, to go through. And I think the second best team in this division are Washington,
mm-hmm.
because they looked really good against the Cowboys, but I don't know if that's just because it was the Cowboys that they played. But Their schedule is much, much harder. So it's difficult to see the win for Washington away to the Steelers, away to the 49ers, at home to the Seahawks. They should beat the Panthers at home.
Yeah.
But even that's a difficult game. And then away to the Eagles, they could win because we don't know what the hell the Eagles are. So,
all right.
This division's coming right down to the final fucking throw on week 17. Shit.
Speaking of the Eagles, they are 3-7-1 going into the 8-3 Green Bay Packers. Now, we discussed the point spread earlier. I have it here as I just looked on ESPN and it was 9.5. I got it at 9 and I jumped on that immediately. As we know, Philly cannot score. I don't think Seattle's defense is some fucking great shakes. Because I know, like, Green Bay's isn't, so I would say they're kind of equal. But the offense of Green Bay is by far better than Seattle's. I would assume this is destroying. I think they will kill Philadelphia.
Yeah, the problem is that earlier on in the season, we had this spread against Jags, and we won by 4.
Yes.
So sometimes we play down to people. Mm-hmm. And this is a more dangerous team because if Wits just fucking starts airing it out all over the place, and you know, catches can get made, this game could get close. And we've lost to the Eagles before at home, but I don't think there's any room for complacency. I think the thing that benefits us in terms of covering this spread is the fact that 2 weeks ago, we got fucked in not even the whole game. We got fucked within the space of a 15-20 minute period by the Colts, where we just completely let them in the game. That defense now has a lot to compensate for. Mm-hmm. Even last week, they switched off against the Bears towards the end of the game. Like, they should have beat the Bears by 30 points.
Yeah, I think people just go fuck it after. I mean, they're up by so much, then they like just play, all right, let the ball be in front of you and stop them. That's what
you don't want
do.
That backdoor cover either. You don't want
Eagles
covering,
yeah,
covering two backdoors in a week. So, yeah, I think Green Bay definitely win this game. I'm not worried about mm-hmm. that. I'm not worried about teasing it down to 3 or 2.5 in teasers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just a bit worried about 9.5 points. Theoretically, it should come through easily. Like this yeah. Eagles defense yesterday were being made out to be heroes, and the way the commentary came across, it was like, oh, if only like Wentz had some weapons or whatever. Well, he's not going to grow any like weapons mm-hmm. in the next week or two. Like, I think this could be quite low scoring, which makes it worrying that when you're taking a whole 9.5 points. But could it be like 27-13, something like that? Yeah, it could easily be that score. So,
New England. 5-6 going against the Chargers, who are 3-8.
This is a difficult game, isn't it? Because like we yes. don't know if New England are like bouncing back or not.
And they're in LA.
They're in LA, but I think like the books will still make them favorites because there's still some Patriots bias there. There's still the name and the coach and everything attached to them. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll be maybe like, no, it won't be as high as that. Maybe 1 point favorites.
You're very close. It's even.
Okay.
I really like, since it's even, I would jump on the Chargers very quickly.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the record's not as good as New England. They're the better team. They're the better team at this fucking point.
They're really badly coached.
Yes, and they choke. That's the problem at the end. They fall apart.
They should have covered that spread last week. I don't know what they were doing running the ball when they needed to score and have an onside kick. They had numerous times to score last week. I think they've been doing very well in staying in games and covering, but last week they looked pretty bad. I just think they'll get out-coached this week. I think Belichick is going to come close to the playoffs, but ultimately I think they'll miss out. But I can see New England getting their run together now. They pull it up to 6-6 here. They'll be looking to run the rest of this table, which they won't do. Mm-hmm. But this will certainly give them hope. I don't see them going to 5-7, and because when you're 5-7, your season's over. But I don't think it will be yet. Okay. I think they'll hang around for a bit.
Denver 4-7 going against 10-1 KC. They'll have their quarterbacks back. What do you think?
I still think it'll be a 14-point spread or 13.5. They'll just be on. They'll try and tempt you in because it'll be under two touchdowns.
14.
I was.
So. Yeah. I would not bet this game. I would stay away from it. If I had to do something, I would go with Denver.
Yeah, it's just a rule, isn't it? Don't bet over a touchdown for a divisional game.
I don't even know about over a touchdown. If it was 10, I would go with Kansas City. But two full touchdowns, it's that end of the game bullshit where they just allow shit to happen. I'm not comfortable with it.
Not even now. I think this will be competitive throughout. I mean, the Raiders have competed with them twice.
Mm-hmm. And then get killed by Atlanta.
They didn't easily beat the Chargers either. Yeah, I think this will be tight through. Tight enough to cover this. I've never take 14 here. And it's on Sunday Night Football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to take 14.
Washington's 4-7. Pittsburgh might still be undefeated, which we assume so. And they have a point spread for this one already. And this is Monday, one of the two games on Monday. Who you take? What do you think?
Somewhere it will be between the touchdown, one or two touchdowns. It can't be as high as two. I think they'll put it up. They'll bait you. Well, they'll bait you with, I think, I'm trying to think what side of 10 it will be. I'm hoping it'll be 9.5.
And you will be right. Bang, you got one. You nailed it, baby. 9.5.
I got a couple. I mean, I've been within half a point.
You've been close. You've been close, but I think this is the first nail on that you got. So 9.5. Yeah, we have the right to reserve if Ben's leg gets snapped tonight or tomorrow. Washington has a semi-decent defense. They're going to get after them a little bit. If I had to, I'd bet Pittsburgh here. But I'm not crazy about it.
It's crazy we did this. This is the earliest show we've done. And we didn't even have to get out for Thursday. This is the show we could have done on Friday.
Yeah, and not all the games have been played yet. Yeah.
But I would still take this. Sometimes you get some good shit early, like that Colts game.
Yeah,
that's not going to stay at 3 once the information is more public.
Mm-hmm. So you taking Pittsburgh in here?
Yeah, I think so. And so begins the march to 16-0.
There we go. The other Monday game is Buffalo 8-3 going into Arizona 49ers. Who are 5-6? Didn't Buffalo just fuck this up in Arizona with a Hail Mary? You think they want to go back there again?
I think so. This is basically on a neutral field almost, but I think they're going to go there. They're going to practice there. It's still the trip that you don't take. You don't take a non-divisional team going cross country. And this is east to west. So, no, I don't think you take Buffalo here. It doesn't matter where it is. I think San Francisco will be favorites as well. But no, I don't. I don't think they'll be favorites by what I was about to say. Fuck, how did the bookies see it, though? I know I have a strong opinion on who wins. The bookies might be giving me some value here. I think they'll be San Francisco will be favorites by 1.5.
Buffalo is favorite.
I thought they would do that. 3. I just felt like they would do that.
Yeah. San Francisco not being home, they can't even go back. I mean, they're not going to be home for fucking weeks. They won't see family for like fucking a month.
So they're getting 3 points here.
Yeah.
You know what? All of that sounds like you just get in a fucking zone and you get to the playoffs. That sounds like you just go into like super fucking football.
Fuck the world like, and put in them. Yeah. Circle the wagons.
Yeah, like fucking football concentration camp.
That's what it pretty much is because, they're not allowed to go home. So ridiculous. I think San Diego offered to have them play at their stadium, and they said no.
I think we've seen a lot of like fucking fuck the world performances. I think the big one is when Tennessee beat the Bills. And this is another situation where the Bills play a team and you're looking at this and thinking, oh, like it favors the Bills. Like these teams have been disjointed all over the place. Well, Tennessee beat them. And this is the even worse trip to take. I think by the time Tuesday comes around, or Monday, I've got it listed here as Tuesday, but by the time this game comes around, they'll be relatively settled. I mean, they know their situation now. Yeah. So they'll be so ready for this game by Tuesday. And they are the better team once they have all their pieces in place. This team was supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Loads of people picked the rematch between 49ers and the Chiefs. And obviously, I don't think that will happen because 49ers will have to face a load of road games in the playoffs if they can get there. But they can get there. It's not unfeasible to me that they go past the that they still have a better record than the Vikings, that they go past the Arizona Cardinals, that Las Vegas, sorry, not Las Vegas.
They got to go against Rams and Seattle. They'd be third in their division most likely.
Rams and Seattle will get there. But three teams can come out of this division. They just have to basically finish above the Cardinals, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The Cardinals seem to have their number. They beat them when they were actually a full team, the first game of the year. So
I forget who I wasn't thinking. Obviously, I'm trying to think who else I was thinking of. Let me just have a look at the playoff picture.
Because then you still have the fucking NFC South. You have the Bucks and the leader there, the fucking Saints.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. Hold on, this is the wrong side. NFC. Saints 1, Packers 2, Seahawks 3, Giants 4, Rams 5, Bucks 6, Cardinals 7. It's just the Cardinals. The Bears aren't going to get there.
No.
The Vikings, I don't think they're going to get there either. 5-6. The 49ers are 5-6. They have a chance of getting past the Cardinals, who are 6-5. If you look at the 49ers' schedule, I don't think it's too bad. And I think they play the Arizona Cardinals pretty soon in that schedule as well.
Yeah.
So they're at home to the Bills, which we know. They're home to Washington.
Yeah.
So 7-6. Cowboys away, 8-6. Away to the Cardinals. It's difficult to call that. And then they finish at home to the Seahawks, who won't care because they may have won the division by then.
Maybe.
And it'll just be a case of whether they can move up their seeding in the NFC. If they can't, that game might not matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think going into the last, I definitely see them winning the next three, which takes them to 8-6. And there's a possibility that the Cardinals won't have an 8-6 record themselves. Mm-hmm. If they play the Rams this week, you got them losing. They then go to the Giants. They're then at home to the Eagles. I mean, I think they should win two of those and lose to the Rams. I agreed with you on that one.
Yeah.
So that puts them on, 8-6 as well. Like, these two teams could play each other on week 16, both on 8-6. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If this all pans out. I mean, this league can give you all kinds of, like, fucked up results. Yeah. Though, so.
The last game on Tuesday here, I'm finishing out the show here.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. That is Dallas going into Baltimore. I'll just tell you, there is no points on this yet, probably because that game hasn't been played. Meanwhile, they gave the Pittsburgh point thing. But there's no points for this yet. I would think Baltimore will win this game. Dallas is just shit.
Yeah, but they're still in with a chance, like, because those NFC East games all happen towards the end. So that's going to be like a little mini playoffs, I think, between all those teams. It's weird, like, there's supporters of good teams whose seasons will be over early.
Yeah.
You know, teams that are like 7-6, 8-6, they'll know they can't get to the playoffs. But these fucking assholes who, you know, support these teams, you're going to get to have an interest all the way to the end. Even if you support Dallas, at week 16, you're still going to be rooting for them to try and get there. And that's almost the problem. Like, the Eagles can't, like, fucking just rebuild or try out Hurts or do anything, because, like, they still have something to, like, try and play for.
Yep. That's the case. Our locks of the week. We both really enjoy the Indianapolis one because it's only 3 points versus Houston. My lock, I will go with the Green Bay Packers, which I called Billy on early today and said, my God, it's only 9 points. So that will be my jump on lock. What do you say?
Do you know what? During this whole show, like, there wasn't really anything that, like, jumped out at me.
Other than
the two that we already had. Mm-hmm. I think I like the Colts one. And then, God, it's fucking so early in the week. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, all those games are done, so it's not like there's something that's, you know... I mean, there's only two guys that haven't played yet. But otherwise, it'd be the same as it would be if we did this tomorrow on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I know, but you know how, like, you get a feel for it near the end of the week.
Yeah.
So your number one is Packers, and then Colts two.
Yeah.
So I can go Colts one. Sure. I'm not going to go Packers two because that's just too predictable. Yeah. Although I don't think I've seen anything that much better than that.
You could also go parlay with just straight wins, as in Miami, Minnesota, Vegas, Seattle, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. That's a lot. Just flat out win and put five bucks.
Yeah, so I won't parlay nothing down. What I'll do is I'll give you like a 7-point teaser. I'll take Green Bay down down to 2.5. And the second half of that will be, I fucking don't want to be involved with Minnesota Vikings. How do they not win this game?
I know, but we've seen. And you'll be like me screaming about Detroit going, why would I ever put money on Minnesota?
Okay, I'll take Green Bay minus 2.5, mm-hmm. and Pittsburgh Steelers minus 2. Or is it minus 2.5 again? It was minus 2. Yeah, both Packers and Steelers minus 2.5.
That's pretty good.
How can I lose?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a really good one. So, all right, everybody. You could follow, like I said, my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia. And like people have left Billy's Patreon at my Patreon, patreon.com/LingusMafia. I've had two people leave Billy for different reasons. You had them leaving for gambling reasons.
Well, I had more people join than leave on the first of every month. I had more people join than leave. But yeah, I had a guy particularly tell me, like, he asked a couple of days before. He was like, is it normal for you guys to lose on – is November a tough month in the NFL? Or is it normal to lose this much in November? I was like, it's fucking normal to lose in weeks 1, 2, and 3, but we didn't. Like,
yeah, right.
You know, like, a lot of people have been getting fucking killed all season this year. They just can't work it out. But yeah, I didn't bother. So what happened with you?
Well, for me, I had two people leave. As you know, my show is an entertainment show, so people are just paying for a full show that I do, you know, bullshit on. I have just it's a variety show. And
yeah, he breathes fire, juggles.
Yeah, I'd spin plates. And I had two people leave because they're Republicans. Can you fucking... One guy left. I had three total. One guy left because he won the contest. We had a contest for like 3 free months. Soon as the 3 months were, he ran away because his wife will see that he's spending money and he gets in trouble.
Oh, wait, how do you give away months on Patreon?
You don't. You got to give someone $30 or whatever it costs and say, you sign up and then I'll send you your money. Because otherwise you can't do that.
How dumb is it that I didn't ever think of that?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it, pretty much. And then the other guys left because we shit on Trump and call him out for being a fucking dipshit, and they can't fucking take it. So they can't fucking handle us talking. And I go, I see the good stuff. I see the bad stuff. I'm tough but fair. And they can't fucking take it because you have to be sucking Trump's dick the whole fucking time. No, no, that's not for me. I will tell you when the guy's a cocksucker because the fucker sits at his fucking little desk with his playpen and fucking has to be a fucking dipshit. So I mention that and you lose people. Like you say, you never talk religion or politics. You're better off.
I'm very confused by, like, I don't see it on the news, mm-hmm. but I see it on fucking Facebook and stuff about all these fucking court cases and these new evidence and these witnesses that are coming through about.
Yeah, right. But nothing happens and every case has been thrown out because there is no fucking evidence. And now Giuliani's asking for a fucking pardon from because he's going to be in trouble for shit. The whole fucking everything that has been with Trump is in trouble. Everyone goes to jail or they get fired or they quit. I'm like, this is some fucking organization. But they go, oh, he's great. Yeah, okay. All right. The most fucking biggest scumbag you've ever fucking had. Good job.
I had the same thing on Russo's show.
Yeah, you're right away with the fucking Russo stuff. All right. Find Billy at Lock Betting as well. And you could find all his nonsense there and keep track and go there to win.
Yeah, and this is another thing I just want to say. Like, mm-hmm. it's the start of the month. This is the best time to sign up because I had some idiot have an argument with me about him saying, I signed up for 30 days and like it's telling me it's going to bill me again. You don't sign up for any amount of days. You sign up for the rest of the month, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to sign up to it, sign up now and get the entire month. Like you already missed like a winning night tonight in the Champions League as I'm doing this. So you want to sign up for the
it bills you on the month. First.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. So you're losing out by waiting till the 15th or whatever you want to wait until. Mm-hmm. By the time it gets past the 20th, 21st, 22nd, I'm honest with you, and I just say, you know, you might as well wait. Yeah.
yeah.
I've never been anything but. I've always said it. It's like, but this guy's like on at me, goes, oh, you know, it's not promoted, like it's not made clear. I only started listening the other day and it wasn't made clear on that show. I'm not going to say it on every show.
Yeah.
Like there's thousands of people that listen to my shows. Like I'm not going to fucking harp on about that point because that's when they start to fast forward. And that's when like you don't get advertisers mm-hmm. because you have like loads of spots on your podcast that people are fast forwarded through. There's not enough listening percentages on the metrics.
You should almost put it in the description of the show. So then they fucking see it every time. So when they say something to you, you could underline it and send them the picture and go, I'm telling you, after half a month, then it's your kind of choice what you want to do. But if it's after this date, you really shouldn't do it, but it's up to you.
The thing is, right, is when you sign up for Patreon, it tells you when it's got how much it's going to bill you. And it tells you when it's going to, it says next billing date at the bottom. It actually fucking says it. They cover themselves.
Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. I'm Cav. He's Billy. We'll see you next time.